The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by John Budden, to look ahead to the best of Sunday's action. And what a Sunday we've got as well. Great action over the Irish Sea. We've got Fontwell, and of course we've got the final day of the Open meeting at Cheltenham to look forward to. Better than your standard Sunday fare, which is not easy for me to say. And we're going to look at three races at Cheltenham as well, and hopefully have a winner or two. How are you, Lord Budden?
Yeah, I'm pretty well, actually, Alex, and good Friday, because a nap won at 5-1.
Did.
It was slightly disappointing, I thought, at Cheltenham on the first day, because the ground was very, very testing, and then having to miss out those fences in the best chase of the afternoon because of setting sun was, you know, really frustrating.
Well, we're recording this before action starts on the Saturday. I believe it was... It's rained a little bit overnight. I think it's soft all over as things stand at Cheltenham. And obviously, after another day's racing, the action on Sunday, you'd imagine it's going to really be quite testing, even if no more rain falls today. Obviously, we can't speculate on what's happened on Saturday, but you'd expect that on Sunday, you know, things just might be a little bit testing.
I think it will be testing. Some people will say that if it continued to rain on the Saturday, that it might actually be a bit better, Alex, because
yeah,
the horses would go through the ground rather than
being
face
sticky.
Yeah.
Well,
let's hope that's the case, but because there's some fascinating racing at Cheltenham on Sunday afternoon.
There is indeed. We're going to look at three races, and we're going to start with the 210, which is the Racing Post Arkle Trophy Trial. Novices Chase, grade 2 contest over 2 miles, 6 runners going to post, and 6 really interesting runners. You could give a chance to most of these, to be honest, John. There's a couple of your old favourites in there as well, I recognise. Where should we start with? Should we start with Duke of Navan?
Yeah, well, right. We start with Duke of Navan. He represents Nicky Richards. It's great to see Nicky with runners at Cheltenham. He has not had very many over the past sort of, really decade or so. Noble Allen was, of course, very unlucky for the stable some time ago. Yes, Duke of Navan, really good novice hurdler. Won the Moor Battle hurdle at Kelso as a novice. Then was going to be lightly raced last year, remaining over hurdles before going fencing this season. It didn't really work out particularly well in the three races that he ran. They were, of course, high-class races, and he ended up being favourite for the Moor Battle hurdle again. And here, he unfortunately cut into himself. Jolly lucky that it wasn't a career-ending accident, actually. He fell at the last flight, but by the damage had been done by then. Fortunately, he was wearing protective boots, and so the tendon was not seriously damaged. I thought he looked absolutely splendid at Carlisle, where he made his first appearance over fences about a fortnight ago, and he beat a horse who was strongly fancied at Cheltenham on the first day, Urban Him, and I think he beat that horse, you know, decisively. It wasn't a fluke. He jumped neatly, accurately, and showed a good turn of foot. He is an excellent 2 mile chaser. It worries me slightly about the ground, though, because I think he's probably better on good surface.
Okay. What about the others then? Should we go to Vibrato Valtata, a horse who was quirky, but Sam Twiston Davies seems to have found a way to ride him, gave him a fantastic ride to win at Warwick last time out. He does need to be held up, and it. You know, the fact that he can't hit the front till after the last may pose a few problems, but You can see him travelling really, really well here in behind, and it's just whether or not he has enough left at the finish to just edge past, isn't it?
Yes, Alex, he's a serious danger, Vibrato Valtat. If you look at his hurdles form, you know, he was pretty well up in every hurdle he ran, although he didn't potentially win as many as he was expected to do so. Good run at Warwick over fences. Thomas Crapper, by no means a bad horse early in the season. Grumetti back in four, will cope with the ground, serious danger to Duke of Navan, and indeed to all. It's a very, very good race. I'm going to select, in fact, the Hobbs horse at the bottom, Dunraven Storm. I was very impressed with him at Exeter. I had thought Far West would show class and win that race at Exeter, but he was outjumped by Dunraven Storm throughout. I ran on a bit Far West to finish second, but nothing was stopping this improving sort, and if he jumps as well as he did at Exeter, I think Dunraven Storm's got a very good chance.
OK, Dunraven Storm the pick then in the 210. Next up is the 240, a listed chase. Over 2 miles once again. Again, we've got six runners going to post. And again, it's hard to rule many out. The likes of Poolmaster and Lancetto probably shouldn't be good enough, but are good horses in their own right. That leaves us four main contenders here. Module, Dodging Bullets, Uke Sixandra, and Simply Ned. Which one do you want to start with, John?
Well, let's go very quickly from the top. A Module beat Dodging Bullets, in fact, at Newbury when we last saw last winter. Not actually, he may have run once since then, Module, has he? But he won at Newbury. Mm. And see, it was a masterful ride by the jockey there, Paddy Brennan. It looked as though Dodging Bullets was definitely going to win as Daryl Jacob took him up to a challenge at the final fence, and he went a length or so up, and I basically thought he couldn't lose. But Paddy Brennan got after Module, and that horse responded in the heavy ground. I think he's got too much to do here. Tom George's horses are running reasonably well at the moment, though. Dodging Bullets, will he be fancy favoured by the ground? I doubt it. But he is an autumn horse, Dodging Bullets, and can never be dismissed entirely. So that leaves us, in my view, with the two that are going to fight out the finish. Uxie's Andro, who was strongly fancied for the old roan, and I think disappointed slightly. Would you agree with that, Alex?
To a point, but I think Uke Sixandra is the kind of horse that I wasn't a huge fan of last year, but I think he took a while to sort of grow up. Now that he has done, I think he went off too short at Aintree. May have needed a run anyway. And you look at the horses that have beaten him, and they may not be the forces of old, but Wishful Thinking winning the race, you know, you've got some decent horses in and around him there. He will have had to come on for that run quite a bit to bounce back. But I do quite like the horse, and I do like Barry Geraghty riding in these colours as well for JP McManus. He seems to have a fantastic strike rate when taken over from AP, who's obviously on the sidelines at the minute.
A wonderful horseman, Barry Geraghty, and particularly so at a course like Cheltenham. Yes, he's a great jockey in my view. And I agree with what you say about Uxie's Andro. I think he probably needed the race a bit at Aintree anyhow, as quite a number of Alan Kings have needed on their first time out this season. Mm. Wishful Thinking came to win that race so decisively that it could be said that Uxie's Andro was given just a little bit of a quiet race. He will improve, but I'm going to go for Simply Ned here. Nicky Richards' horse greatly improved. I know they're very optimistic about his chances at Greystoke. Ran extremely well at Aintree, and since then won under top weight really very comfortably indeed at Kelso. He is reckoned to have improved enormously, and I think this is a chance. The fact that Sire de Grouge is not running too definitely is in his favour. So Simply Ned will be my choice.
OK, Simply Ned then in the 240. The final race that we're going to look at is the 315 from Cheltenham. It's the Greatwood, a Grade 3 handicap hurdle over the extended 2 mile trip. 17 runners going to post, and you could give a chance to many here. It really is a good race. Where on earth do you want to start with this one, John?
Well, we better start with the top weight, hadn't we? The Nicky Henderson horse, who has been pretty well back for this race.
Vaniteur.
Vaniteur. Barry Geraghty could have gone across the Irish Sea to ride jet ski, but no, rides this particular horse. He probably had to, because he's, after all, retained by Nicky Henderson. I think he's got too much weight, despite the third in the Supreme Novices. Class horse, but 11-13 in the Great Wood will take a great deal of carrying. We then have several other horses in the race, and I thought Grand La Victoire ran very well at Aintree. Will he be favoured by the softer ground, though, is open to doubt. Had you anything in mind yourself, Alex?
In this one, I think it is as much of a pin-sticker's job as you're likely to find. One that, I mean, that there's often a couple that you can take against the field. I don't mind Venetia Williams at the minute. I think she's just coming back to form, so I think Baradari has to be respected, given that's had a run. And I also thought, I wouldn't back it, but one who's very interesting, I think you're going to touch on in a minute, is Clondor Warrior, down at the bottom for Willie Mullins. Has had a really, really strange sort of season. Had been off the track for a while, came back and won at Tramore really easily. 2 days later, tried to follow up at Roscommon, and was beaten 2-9 in a 14-runner handicap. But since then, went on to win at Galway, was outclassed at the Curragh, and then won a really competitive race at Leopardstown last time. Goes back over hurdles now, and off dead bottom weight, carries no weight whatsoever, is interesting, if nothing else, John.
He certainly is interesting. So I agree with you there, Alex. My two in this race are my selection, which is, in fact, Baltimore Rock. This is a David Pipe horse. He hasn't had much luck so far. He certainly didn't on Friday. But his team are in pretty good shape. Baltimore Rock absolutely skated up in the Imperial Cup at Sandown and was not beaten all that far on faster ground at Aintree. I think he's an improving horse, could be ahead of the handicapper, will like Cheltenham, will like the ground, and he looks to be well weighted. So I'm going to go for Baltimore Rock in this particular race, but I do agree with you. I think right at the bottom, lurking there, a Willie Mullins horse, David Casey in the saddle, absolutely fit as a fiddle from the flat, quite a decent hurdler, carrying no weight at all, has to be very seriously respected. Baltimore Rock, though, is the selection, just to beat Clondor Warrior.
Okay, Baltimore Rock the pick then in the 3:15. Can you just spin us through your three picks for Cheltenham on Sunday, please, John?
Well, in the 2:10, I hate to oppose Duke of Navan, and I would love to see him win, but I think Dunraven Storm ran really well at Exeter. In the 2:40, the Shore Chase, I am going with Greystoke, Simply Ned to win, and in the Greatwood, I think Baltimore Rock will take a lot of beating.
Great stuff, John. Thanks for your time, and enjoy all of Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.